From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. For the first time in more than 2 years, U.S. oil prices hit $100 a barrel today. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports the price then slid back a bit.
The violent unrest in Libya and disruptions to that country's oil production sent prices higher on Wednesday. The contract price for April delivery of the benchmark West Texas Intermediate was trading above $98, an increase of more than 3% over the just-expired March contract. Oil production in Libya, a major producer, has been slashed dramatically in recent days as oil companies have suspended operations. Americans are now paying an average of $3.19 a gallon for regular gas, according to the AAA's Fuel Gauge report. That's a 6 cent a gallon increase in the past week and roughly 50 cents a gallon more than a year ago. Analysts expect the price to climb even higher. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The sound of a divided Libya resonating through the streets of the eastern city of Tobruk. Anti-government demonstrators, including a growing number of security personnel who've defected, say they're expanding control over more areas of Libya. But it appears to be a different scene in the capital, Tripoli, where witnesses report seeing militiamen firing shots in the air and declaring their support for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. With the situation growing more volatile, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is appealing to Americans in Libya to get out.
We urge Americans to depart immediately. If they need help, they should contact the embassy or go to our Bureau of Consular Affairs website for information.
The Obama administration, meanwhile, is considering steps to end Libya's crackdown on protesters. They may include freezing assets belonging to Gaddafi and his associates. President Obama is expected to address the Libya unrest just over an hour from now. In other news, the Obama administration says a federal law that defines marriage as between a man and a woman is unconstitutional. President Obama is ordering the Justice Department to no longer defend the law in court cases across the U.S. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the decision represents a big victory for gay rights activists.
The Obama Justice Department has been arguing to preserve the Defense of Marriage Act for 2 years in courts all over the nation. Government lawyers said they were acting out of a sense of legal precedent, not moral obligation. Everything changed Wednesday when the Attorney General told Congress that Mr. Obama had determined marriage between same-sex partners was legal. From now on, the Justice Department will no longer fight to support the 1996 law in court. But the government will enforce the law in executive branch functions unless Congress repeals it or a federal judge throws it out. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Last check, the Dow was down more than 100 points. This is NPR. The man behind the prank call to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he is shocked how easy it was to get through. Walker apparently believed the person he was talking to was a billionaire donor to the GOP. He was really talking to a website editor from New York. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports Governor Walker spoke in the call about his strategy to cripple public employee unions.
In audio posted by the left-leaning Buffalo Beast, Walker believes he's talking with conservative businessman David Koch. Governor Walker is pushing a plan in Wisconsin that would strip public employee unions of most bargaining rights. In his conversation with the prank caller, Walker says he expects similar efforts to spread in other states. When the caller says Wisconsin is the first domino, Walker replies, "This is our moment." Democratic Representative John Richards said it showed why people need to fight the plan.
Now we know that this had nothing to do with balancing the budget and everything to do with him trying to change the course of history. That's what's going on here.
The governor's office confirmed the call and said it showed Walker says the same thing in private as he does in public. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Foreclosures and all-cash deals were major factors in the jump in home sales in the U.S. last month. The National Association of Realtors says the number of previously owned homes that sold rose to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.36 million from December to January. 37% of those were foreclosures. 32% of the sales were all cash. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 107 points or nearly 1% at 12,106, and the NASDAQ was down 33 or more than 1% at 2723. This is NPR.